B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Lamed Beis. We're going to start from the Mishnah, 5 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Before we start learning the sugya, we'll just have a brief and short introduction. We know that truma, which is fruits and vegetables that have been, a certain section of them have been taken away from the produce and given to a kohen. Only a kohen is allowed to eat them. Obviously, the kohen and the truma has to be tohir. And then only a kohen is allowed to eat them. If a Yisrael eats them, it's a very serious avera, and that's going to be discussed. If a Yisrael eats some truma and he's not allowed to, he has to pay for it. So if he eats the truma b'mezid intentionally, he has all the halachas of a regular ganef, a thief, and you have to pay it back to the kohen whatever it was worth. If you eat the truma b'shoigeig, by mistake, then besides for having to repay the kohen, we actually want him to have a kapara, an atonement for that avera. So the Torah says that there's a few added halachas that only apply if you eat the truma b'shoigeig. Number one, that besides for paying the keren, the principal of what you stole, you also have to add on an extra chumish, which is an extra 25% of what you ate, and the 25% becomes 20% of the 125%. That's why it's called a chaymash. But you have to add on an extra 25% onto the value of what you ate and give that to the kohen as well. There's another halacha that when you repay back the kohen, the keren, and the chaymash, you don't pay it back with money, you pay it back with food items that they themselves could be truma. That means there has to be food items that trumas and maestros have been taken from, and they are regular chulin. You give it to the kohen, and they now have the same halachas as truma that you're actually trying to replace because this Yisrael ate from the truma. And there's another discussion we'll see in the Gemara, if when paying back a kohen, the keren and chumash, for eating the truma of the kohen, does one pay back the value of the truma that was eaten, or the volume of the truma that was eaten? That's a discussion we're going to see in the Gemara on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. And there's also another difference that we're going to discuss, and that is if the truma itself had no monetary value, then in the case of mezid, where you only pay as a regular thief does, in the event that the truma had no value, then you didn't take anything, you're not a thief, and you do not need to pay anything back. However, if you eat it b'shegeig, since it's also a kapora, then if, at least as far as the truma was concerned, you ate the truma b'shegeig, then even if it's got no monetary value, it could well be that we would have to pay back the kohen. There's one more halacha with truma that we have to know, and that is that in the event that the truma became tomei, nobody's allowed to eat it. Not only is a Yisrael not allowed to eat it, he's not allowed to eat truma tahira either. Even a kohen is not allowed to eat it. However, the kohen is allowed to have hanah from it, is allowed to have benefit from it, and he can use it to heat up his oven, and that's also got some value. And if a Yisrael then eats this truma, then he would be paying for that value. Says the Mishnah, Ha'oichel trumas chometz bepesach. If you have truma, which was happens to be chometz, exactly when it became chometz and how it became chometz, we're going to discuss in the Gemara. And it was on Pesach, so this Yisrael ate truma, which was chometz on Pesach, b'shoigeig. If regarding the halachas of truma, he was a shoigeig, then even though nobody's allowed to have any hanor from chometz on Pesach. But as we said before, if you eat truma b'shoigeig, then you have to have an atonement for it. And therefore, even if what you ate has no monetary value, we're going to see in the Gemara how accurate this is, what I'm saying now. But eating trumas chometz with Pesach b'shoigeig, the halacha is meshalim keren v'chomesh. He has to pay the regular keren, the principal of what he ate, either volume or value, v'chomesh, and he has to add on the extra 25%. B'mezid, if however he ate truma, knowing that it was truma, then potur mitashlumim, he doesn't need to pay anything, because if Yisrael eats truma b'mezid, he's got the halachas of any regular thief, and since this is chometz on Pesach, and there is no monetary value to this truma, then there's nothing to pay, he doesn't pay, umidmei eitzim, in the event that the truma was tomei, and the only value it would have had if it wouldn't be chometz on Pesach is the value of using the woods as firewood to heat something up, then if it's chometz on Pesach when it was eaten, then he would not be paying for that either. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hosam, we learnt in a Mishnah, ha'oichel truma b'sheigeg, regular truma that's eaten b'sheigeg, nothing to do with chometz, nothing to do with Pesach, neshalim keren v'chomesh, he pays the principal, and he adds on the extra 25%, known as the chomesh. Echod ha'oichel v'echod ha'shoisa, it doesn't matter if you ate truma, it doesn't matter if you drank the truma, v'echod ha'soch, or if you anointed oneself with oil of the truma, echod truma tameo, v'echod truma tohera, the same halachas apply whether it's truma tohera or truma tameo, the meshalim chomesh. And if somebody then paid or designated to pay the kohen a keren v'chomesh, and then the keren v'chomesh itself now has the status of truma, and then Yisrael went and ate that keren v'chomesh, or ate even just the chomesh, then he has to pay the keren v'chomesh of what he ate. V'chumsha d'chumsha. If he ate the chomesh, then besides or paying back the chomesh, he has to pay an extra chomesh on top of it. That's a Mishnah and regarding the halachas of Oichel Truma B'Shegig. Asks the Gemara, Iboy Elohu, Kashehu Meshalim, when a person pays, when the Yisrael has to pay a Kohen, if the Yisrael by mistake ate Truma, ate, drank, etc., the Truma of the Kohen, then Lefi Midah Meshalim, does he pay according to the volume of what he ate of the Truma? Or Lefi Domim Meshalim, or the value of what he ate? So the Gemara says as follows, Kol hechadim ikara shavya arba zuza, ula b'soiv shavya zuza, if he ate a certain measure of truma, and that measure of truma, when the person, when the Yisrael ate it, it was worth 4 zuz, which is a coin, 4 such coins, ula b'soiv, and now that he's coming to pay it back, shavya zuza, the value of that truma had gone down, it's now worth just 1 zuz, it's clear that you can't say, I'm just taking that measure of truma and giving it back, and what would transpire then is that regarding the value of it, you've given back just a quarter of what you stole. That wouldn't make sense. You have to pay back as much food items, as we said before, it has to be paid back with food items. He has to pay back as much food items to the value of 4 zuz. Lefi domim, the value that he ate. Deloigora migazlan, he cannot be better than, he's not worse than, but he can't get away with it more than a regular thief. A regular thief, that none we learnt in a Mishnah, in Baba Kama, kol agazlonim, all thieves, mashalim kashas hagazela. If thieves steal something and it's worth more when you stole it than when you're giving it back, you have to pay back according to what it was worth when you stole it. This person who's taken truma from a kohen cannot be getting away with that. So if he stole the food and when he ate it, he stole it. He ate it from the kohen. It's similar to stealing. If when you ate it, it was worth 4 zuz, of course you have to pay back to the value of 4 zuz. The question is going to be, if when you ate the truma, the amount of truma you ate, that measure of truma that you ate was only worth 1 zuz. And when you're coming to pay back, the amount of truma you ate would now be worth 4 zuz. My, that's the question of the Gemara. How much do you have to give back? Do you give back just the volume of food? Not just, you pay back the volume that you ate, even though now it's worth 4 times as much. Da'omar le, because we say to this person who ate the truma, giryua ochel, you ate this measure of truma, giryua mashalim, this is the measure you have to give back. Oidilmo, maybe not, lefidomi mashalim, you pay back the value. Bezuza ochel, you ate a zuz worth of truma, bezuza mashalim, you give back a zuz worth of food to replace that truma, obviously adding on a chomesh. That's the question of the Gemara. Omer of Yosef, so if Yosef is going to try and verify and answer this based on a braisa, toshema, ochel gregrus, if somebody ate a dried fig, if Yisrael ate a dried fig belonging to a goy, says the Gemara, Omer of Yosef, Rav Yosef is going to try and answer this. Toshma, we learned in a braisa as follows. Ochel, if Yisrael ate gregrus, a dried fig of truma that belonged to a kohen. V'shilem loy, and when he paid back to the kohen, he paid back tamorim, dates, tovo elav bracha, blessings should come to him, which means he did a very virtuous deed. Says the Gemara, says Rav Yosef, I omras b'shleima, if you say lefi midom mashalim, that you pay the volume of what you ate, that's what you give back, amtu lehochi, that's why tovo elav bracha, that's why he should get blessings because he's done a very good deed. The ochel giryua de grey grace, he ate this measure of dried figs, the shav yazuza, and relative to dates, the dried figs are worth just about a quarter of the dates, one zuz, the koyoiv giryua de tomorim, and he paid back to the koyin that same volume of dates, the shav yarba, that are worth four zuz, and that's why tovo elav bracha, because he could have given back that same measure of gregris and it would only be worth one zuz. Eloi omrus, but if you're going to say lefi domim mishalim, they always pay back the value of what you ate. Amai tovo elav bracha, why is this person deserving of a bracha? Bezuzah ochel, he ate a zuz worth of gregris, bezuzah kam mishalim, and he repaid a zuz worth of dates. So either way, he paid back a zuz of which is the same value as what he took. What's the difference if he would give back gregris or give back tamorim? Either way, it's just the value of a zuz. Why tovo elav bracha? Omar Abaya says you're right. As far as the value is concerned, a zuz worth of gregris and a zuz worth of tamorim is the same. But nonetheless, there's added value to dates than there are to figs, because it's much easier to sell a zuz worth of dates than it is to sell a zuz worth of figs, dried figs. Lo'ilam lefidomim mishalim, it could be you pay the value, not the volume. V'amai tovo elav bracha, you're going to ask, why is this person deserving of a bracha? De'ochal midiyu, he ate something, de'loi kofit zolei azvini. People are not jumping to buy it. People are not running to buy dried figs. V'kom mishalim midiyan, he paid back something to kofit zolei azvini that people are running after. It's much more sought after, namely the dates. And therefore, tovo elav bracha. Continues the Gemara. Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, and that's our Mishnah that we started with. Ha'oichel trumas chometz b'Pesach. If somebody ate truma b'shoigig, and it was chometz on Pesach, b'shoigig, the Mishnah says, Mishalim keren v'chomesh. You have to pay back the principal, you have to pay back what you took, and you have to add on a chomesh. So says the Gemara, i'omris b'shleim olufi midom mishalim, if you say that a person pays back the volume of what he stole, and we couldn't care about the value of what he stole, Shapir, then I can understand that even though it's chometz b'Pesach, which is also b'hanah, there's no value to it. Nonetheless, in order to get atoned for eating truma b'sheigig, give back the same volume that you ate. But if you say that you pay back the value of what you stole, what you ate, chometz b'Pesach b'ardomim hu, is there any value to truma which is chometz on Pesach? There's no value to it. So this, from our Mishnah, we should be able to prove that when paying back for truma that was eaten by Yisrael, it goes with volume, not with value. Says the Gemara in. No, it could be that indeed you pay per value. And how many Rabbi Yosi Aglili? And our mission is following Rabbi Yosi Aglili that we've seen a few times. The Omar that he said, and we saw this in Daf Chav Gimel on Daf Chav Ches, that chometz on Pesach mutar b'hano. He says that chometz on Pesach is mutar b'hano, and therefore there's value even to truma which is chometz on Pesach. You're not allowed to eat it, but it's got value. You're allowed to have hano from it. Asks the Gemara, if the Mishnah is talking about Rabbi Yosi Aglili, where there's value to the Truma, if so, Yehocha Eima Seifa, how are you going to understand the second statement in the Mishnah? B'mezid, if you ate the Truma intentionally, Potom in Atashlumin Umid Me'etim, you don't need to pay anything, because if you ate it B'mezid, you just pay like a regular thief would pay. And a regular thief definitely pays according to the value of what he stole. And the Mishnah says that there's no value to chometz b'Pesach. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, there is value. Here, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, amai potter min atashlumin umid me'etzim. Why is he potter from paying for the value of the truma, the value of, or from the value of the firewood that the truma could have been used for? Answers the Gemara, Sovar lo k'Rav Nechunya ben Akona, because our Mishnah holds like Rav Nechunya ben Akona that we actually saw before. We've learnt about Rav Nechunya ben Akona. The Tanya we learnt, Rav Nechunya ben Akona haya oise es yoyim hakipurim k'shabbos l'tashlumin v'chulei. And you remember Daf Chof Tes, we learnt about this at length. The Rav Nechunya ben Akona says, if while you take, you're stealing something, if while you're doing a deed that would be something you have to pay for, you're also going to be punishable by death, then you only get a single punishment, and not only if it's Misas based, not only if it's Misas based in, like Skila for being Michal Shabbos, but even Koros, like for Yom Kippur, or Misa B'day Shemaim, like if you eat Truma. So if you eat Truma, then you're going to be Chayav Misa. And over here, if it was B'mezid for Chometz on Pesach, is a Chiyuv Koros. And so if this person, since if he ate it B'mezid, he's Chayav Misa, therefore he doesn't pay. That means the reason he doesn't pay is not because it's not worth anything, but because he's getting a more serious punishment, which is being put to death for what he did. Continues the Gemara. Ketanoi. It seems that this discussion, whether when one pays for truma that was eaten by Yisrael b'shoigig, whether one pays according to the volume or the value, seems to be a machlokes tanoim. Ketanoi, we learnt in a braisa as follows. Ha'oichel trumas chometz b'pesach. If somebody ate, like the similar case to what we see in our Mishnah, somebody ate truma that happened to be chometz, he ate it on Pesach, but then Rabbi Akiva says as follows, Potur min atashlumin umid mei eitzim. He doesn't say here whether it was intentional, whether it was not intentional, but it says if somebody ate trumas chometz on Pesach, he's potur min atashlumin, he doesn't need to pay. Umid mei eitzim, he doesn't pay not for the value of the value of the truma, the value or volume of the truma, umid mei eitzim, and if the truma was tomei, he doesn't pay even the woods of the truma would have served the kohen. Divi Reb Akiva, that is the opinion of Reb Akiva. Reb Yochanan ben Nuri, mechayev. Reb Yochanan ben Nuri says that in the event that he ate the truma b'shoigeg, then he's chayev to pay. Omar le Reb Akiva, Reb Yochanan ben Nuri. Reb Akiva asks Reb Yochanan ben Nuri, v'chima hano yesh leibo. You, Reb Yochanan ben Nuri, are saying that he's chayev to pay for the tashlumin and me'eitzim. If you ate it b'shoigeg, what value is there? It's not worth anything. It's chometz on Pesach. Omar le Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri le Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri answered back to Rabbi Akiva, I understand that you, Rabbi Akiva, understand that there's no value because it's chometz on Pesach. And you, Rabbi Akiva, understand that paying for truma is only dependent on value. However, I, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, I hold that even if there's no value, if you ate the truma b'shoigeg, then you still pay, because I hold that it's not to do with the value, it's to do with the volume. You pay per volume. And it's similar to another case. Umaha no yesh la'oichol truma tameo b'shar kol yimois ha'shono shemeshalim. What happens to truma tameo? The whole year round, if a kohen has truma tameo, then he's not allowed to eat it. He's got no hanor from it. And nonetheless, if Yisroel eats it, he has to pay. Why does he have to pay? There's no hanor the Kohen can have from it. And the answer is that even if there's no hanor from the truma, nonetheless, you have to pay. Same as Chometz on Pesach. Omer loy. Rabbi Akiva answered back to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, I disagree with you. Loi imo marto b'truma tumeo b'shar yemois ha'shono. The truma tumeo, the rest of the year, is different. She'af al pi she'ein loi bo heter achila. Even though the kohen is not allowed to eat it, yesh loi bo heter hasoka. He's at least allowed to burn it and use it as firewood to heat up his oven and to cook on it. And that's why if the Yisrael eats it, that's why he has to pay for it. And it's different to Chometz on Pesach, which is completely osa b'hano. So Toimer b'zeh, you're going to compare this to a case of Chometz on Pesach, she'ein lo yibo, loy heter achila, v'loy heter asoka, which is completely osa b'hano. And the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chof Daled discusses how Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri actually explains the difference between, and how he can compare Truma Tameo the whole year and Chometz on Pesach. So now the Gemara is continuing to say, Rabbi Akiva is saying that eating this truma on Pesach is similar to trumas tutin v'anovim shenitmo. Rabbi Akiva says that if you have berries or grapes that became of truma that became tomei, they cannot be burnt. You can't burn berries and grapes. And there, if they became tomei, the kohen cannot eat them. He cannot use them for firewood, and there's no value in them whatsoever. She'ein lo ybo lo heter achila v'lo heter asaka. There's no value whatsoever to it, and you don't pay for that. You're potter. So how can you, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, say that if somebody eats chometz on truma, which is chometz on Pesach, how can you say that he's chayev? And the truth is that, and the answer is that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri himself holds that as far as truma is concerned, I don't care about the value of it. I only care about getting atoned for eating truma, which the Yisrael was not allowed to eat. And you get atoned by paying back a parallel volume of the truma that was eaten. And since it doesn't matter to me whether it was worth anything or not, even chometz on Pesach, you're chayev. And then the Braisa continues, Bamed Dvorim Amurim, when is it true that, and this is going to be discussed much more at length on Daf Lamed Gimel, but when is it true that if somebody ate chometz on Pesach, that ate truma, which is chometz on Pesach, that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is chayev, is only b'mafrish truma v'hechmitza. It's only if when he took truma, which was not yet chometz, and v'hechmitza became chometz after you made it truma, or it was chometz before you made it truma, but you made it truma before Pesach. Avol mafrish trumas chometz, but if on Pesach you try and take truma, which is chometz, divrei hakel eino kedusha, everybody agrees that it does not have the status of truma, and if Yisrael would eat it, the halachas of a zor, of a Yisrael who's eating truma, would not apply, and we're going to learn more about this on Daf Lamed Gimel. That was one braisa. And what's important to us from this braisa is that according to Rabbi Akiva, in order for Yisrael to be chay of something, the truma has to be worth something. And chometz on Pesach is not worth anything. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri argued and said, even if it's worth nothing, you have to pay. Why? Because he obviously holds it's not the value that determines having to pay, it's the volume, and it doesn't matter how much it's worth. Tani Idochin, we learned now in another braisa. Another two Tanoim, and another two Tanoim who seem to argue very similar case, or the same case, but very similar to Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, there's a little twist in between. Tanya Idoch, the Pasuk says, V'ish ki yoichal kodesh bishgogo, somebody who eats truma by mistake, V'yosaf chamishisoy olav, he has to add on the fifth, the chomesh v'nosan l'koyin es ha-kodesh, and he gives it back to the koyin, it becomes kodesh. So the Gemara says, the Braisa says, v'nosan l'koyin es ha-kodesh, what do we learn from these last four words of this pasuk, that you give back to the koyin es ha-kodesh, the holy, the truma, dovor haroyu liyos kodesh, that it must be that what you ate was something that was able to become truma. Prat, this excludes la'oichel trumas chometz for Pesach. If somebody ate something which is not ro'i to become truma, that means he ate truma which was chometz on Pesach, shepotur minat hashlumin. Which means that Rebbe Elozo ben Yaakov, that means potur minat hashlumin umidmei eitzim divi Rebbe Elozo ben Yaakov. Rebbe Elozo ben Yaakov says that if somebody eats truma which was chometz and eats it on Pesach, then he doesn't pay anything. Like Rabbi Akiva said in the previous braisa, you don't pay anything. Why not? The reason is because it's not roi. What you ate is not roi to become kodesh. That was Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar chisma, he argued, and he was mechayev, which seems similar to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. He's mechayev. He says that if Yisrael eats truma, even though it's chometz on Pesach, you have to pay. Omar le Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar chisma, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who he held it was potter, asked to Rabbi Elazar chisma, who said chayev, v'chi ma hano yesh leibo. What hano is there? If you're paying back, it must be that you've taken something. What have you taken from the kohen? The kohen couldn't have used it. It was chometz on Pesach. Omar Rebeloza Chisma. Rebeloza Chisma, he answered back as follows, Rebeloza ben Yaakov. Why is it different to Truma Tameo the whole year, where if you have Truma Tameo and the Yisrael eats it, he has to pay, even though the Kohen is not allowed to eat it? Omar Loi. So Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov said to Rebbe Elazar Chisma, Loi imomarto betruma tameo b'shayim mois hashono. You cannot compare chometz on Pesach to truma tameo. Chometz on the truma tameo the whole year. She'afal pi she'ein loy bo heter achila, yesh loy bo heter asaka. It's still got some value. The kohen can use it to as firewood. Toimar bezu she'ein loy bo loy heter achila v'loy heter asaka. How can you compare it to chometz on Pesach that the kohen cannot do anything with it? He's not allowed to have any benefit from it at all. So why are you, Rabbi Elazar Chisma, saying that he's chayev? Omar loy, and this is the difference. This is what Rabbi Elazar Chisma is saying that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri didn't say. Rabbi Elazar Chisma answered back, Af bezu yesh loy bo heter hasaka. Even here, in this case of truma that was chometz on Pesach, you're allowed to. The kohen can benefit from it. Shem rotzo kohen, if the kohen wants miritzo lifnei kalboi oy ma'asiko tachas tavshiloi, he's allowed to have hana from this truma, even though it's chometz for Pesach. He's allowed to have some hana. If he's allowed to have some hana from it, then you're paying for something. You've taken something away from the kohen. And obviously, Rabbi Elazar Chisma holds like Rabbi Yosi Aglili that says chometz on Pesach is mutar b'hana. If it's mutar b'hana, we can understand why if Yisrael eats from the truma, he's going to be chayev to pay, even though it's chometz on Pesach. He's taken something of value from the kohen. Omar Abaye. So Abaye now sums up what we just learnt in these brises, that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, v'Rabbi Akiva, v'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that means Rabbi Elazar Chisma holds that chometz truma, which is chometz on Pesach, is mutar b'hana. However, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov both say that somebody who eats truma, which is chometz on Pesach b'shoigeg, is potter. They clearly hold that chometz on Pesach is osar b'hana. And even Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who says chayev, it's not because he says it's mutar b'hana. It's because he says, I don't need it to be mutar b'hana, even if it's osar b'hana. The reason that you chayev is because if eating truma, you pay for volume, not value. It doesn't matter if it's not worth anything. So Abaye says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, v'Rabbi Akiva, v'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, kulu sviru luhu, they all hold chometz v'Pesach osu b'hana. U'b'ha'al pligen, this is what they're arguing in. The Rabbi Akiva sova, Rabbi Akiva, who says potter holds l'fi domim m'shalim, that when you eat truma b'shoigeg, you pay for value. And since chometz on Pesach has no value, he's potter. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri sovar. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds lefi mida mashalim, and that you pay according to volume, and therefore, even if it's not worth anything, you're potter. You're chayev. Says the Gemara Pshita, what are you Abaye coming to tell us? That's how we learned the brises. What else could be going on here? What are you Abaye coming to teach us? But with this summary. What did you teach us that we couldn't, which we didn't understand on our own? Says the Gemara, no. Maudate ma'ay may have thought Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, nami kereba kiva sviru luhu, da omar lifi domi mishalim. I may have thought Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he says chayev, but not because he says lifi midom mishalim, that you only pay for volume, not for value. No, it could be he holds you pay for value. And why is it chayev? It's chometz b'Pesach. V'hosom haynu tamed kama chayev. The reason Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says he's chayev, mishum desava lok Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Maybe he holds, which is what Rabbi Elazar Chisma says, that chometz on Pesach is mutar b'hana. If it's mutar b'hana, that's why you're chayev. And Omar, Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds, chometz b'Pesach mutar b'hana. Kumash malon. That's what Abaye is coming to tell us. Don't say that. Don't say that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says chayev because he holds, like Rabbi Elazar Chisma, that chometz on Pesach is mutar b'hana. No, he says it's osur b'hana, and the reason you're chayev is because lefi midom mashalim and not lefi domim, because when it comes to truma, it's volume, not value. Asks the Gemara of Eima Ochanami. If you're bringing up such an understanding, then who said you are Abaye? Who said you're right? Maybe indeed Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds lefi domim mashalim. And the reason he says chayev is because it's mutar b'hana, like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Says the Gemara, no. Im kein hadu le Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri le Rabbi Akiva, ki heichad ma hadu le Rabbi Elazar b'chisma, le Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. If indeed Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri would hold that it's mutar b'hano, then he would have responded to Rabbi Akiva when Rabbi Akiva said to him that it's not worth anything and you cannot compare it to truma tameo, which has some hano to it. Why did Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri not answer like Rabbi Elazar b'chisma answered that I hold it's mutar b'hano? You can give it, you can place it in front of your dog, or you can put it under, you can heat up your oven with it. He didn't answer that. So you see, he doesn't hold that. He holds it osur b'hano. Nonetheless, he's chayev. The reason is because lefi midom mashalim. Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that truma gets paid per volume, not per value. And the others, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Elazar chisma, they argue, they say that it's lefi domim, and they argue with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And that's what the Gemara said before, that ketanoi, that this discussion is truma lefi mida or lefi domim, actually seems to be a machlokes tanoim. Continues the Gemara, tonu rabbonon, ha'oichil kezayis truma. If somebody eats truma, if somebody who's not a kohen, a Yisrael, a zor, eats a kezayis, an olive-sized truma that belonged to a kohen, and he did it obviously b'shoigeg, mishalim keren, he has to pay the principal, which is either volume or value, as we've seen, v'choymash, and he has to pay the extra fifth. Abba Shaul says that the deciding factor seems not to be the size of it, the volume of an olive, rather the value of the truma that was eaten. This is not to be confused with what we're speaking about before, as to whether you pay back according to volume eaten or the value of what was eaten. This is talking about whether a person, the Yisroel, who ate, does he have to eat truma, the volume of an olive, or according to Abba Shaul, achiyehe b'yishava pruta, the deciding factor is that the value of truma that was taken from the kohen has to be the value of a pruta, the smallest value, monetary value, that in halacha we relate to. Says the Gemara, my tama de tanakama. What would be the source of the tanakama to say that the deciding factor, when is a person chayev to pay for truma that was eaten by Yisroel, is the size of a kezayis? Omar Kroy, it says in the pasuk, v'ish ki yoichal kodesh bishgogo. A man, Zor, a Yisroel, who ate kodesh, which is truma, bishgogo, by mistake. And since it says ki yoichal, v'achila, we know there's a rule in most places that achila is kezayis. Less than the volume of an olive is not considered eating. V'Abba Shaul ma'itama. What would be the source, according to Abba Shaul, that one is only chayev to pay for the keren and the chaymesh, or the chaymesh, if one eats truma b'shoigeg, if it's the value of a shavah pruta? Omar Kro, it says in that same pasuk, v'yosav chamishisai olov, you have to add on a fifth, v'nosan lakoyen es hakoydesh, you have to give to the kohen es hakoydesh, which means you have to pay him back. So v'nosan, we know that whenever you, when the Torah says you have to give something, it has to be a significant giving. V'ein nesina pochis mishavah pruta. And giving is not called a significant giving if it's less than a shavah pruta. Asks the Gemara, v'idoch nami hoksiv yoichel. What's Abba Shaul doing with the fact that the pasuk says v'ish ki yoichel kodesh, and yoichel means a kezayis? Abba Shaul says it doesn't have to be a kezayis as long as it's worth a shavah pruta. Says the Gemara, hahu prat lemazik. What Abba Shaul learns from the word yoichel is to say that the Yisrael has to have eaten the truma. However, if he destroyed the truma, then he's not in this bracket of the added halachas of eating truma b'shoigeg. He's just like a regular mazik, a regular thief, and he'll have to pay the keren for whatever it was worth. But from the Yoichal tells us that these halachas unique to truma are only if the zor, if the Yisrael, ate the truma. Kuda also, that's what the word Yoichal is coming for. The Tanakama who say that the determining factor is kezayis and not the value of shavah pruta, what are they going to do with the posuk of v'nosan? V'nosan lakoyin, that has to be something that when you return it, it has to be something of value. Hoksiv v'nosan. Answers the Gemara, Humi boyle le dovor haro yulia is kodesh, that tells us that v'nosan ha-koyin es ha-kodesh, it has to be that the whatever you're giving him has to be something which is worthy, which is capable of becoming truma. And in the brackets we have in the Gemara, prat le'oichel trumas chometz for Pesach, but chometz on Pesach, which is not ro'u yulia is kodesh, that you would not be allowed to. That would not be, if somebody ate Trumas Chometz on Pesach, that if he would return that same item, it would not be able to become Truma, then for eating such an item, then one would not have to pay the extra Chomesh, and these halachas would not apply. The concept of Dovah Haro'u Ilyos Kodesh is also coming to teach us that when you pay back, you have to pay back with something that could become truma, and to the exclusion of anything that's not a food item. You cannot pay it back with money, and this is something discussed here in Tosfos and elsewhere. Continues the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon, Ha'oichel truma pochis mikazayis, a Yisrael that ate truma belonging to a Kohen that was less than the kazayis, Meshalim esa keren, he pays the keren, ve'eino meshalim esa chomesh. Since he ate less than a kazayis, then it has the status of a regular thief who has to pay for whatever he stole, but does not have the halachas of the unique halachas of a Yisrael that eats truma, and he doesn't need to pay the added penalty, the added chomesh, the fifth. Hey Chodomis, the Gemara is asking, this halacha, this brisa, that eating less than a kazayis, he doesn't pay the chomesh. Let's try and discuss this. If this the truma that the Yisrael ate is not got the value of a pruta, keren namiloy l'shalim. If it's got not worth a pruta, then nobody ever pay. You never pay for something that for stealing something that is less than a shava pruta. Ida is ba shava pruta. If there is a shava pruta, chomesh namiloy l'shalim. Why should he not pay the chomesh just because it's less than the kazayis? Answers the Gemara, La'olam de'is be shava pruta. We're talking about it has got a shava pruta, is got the value of a shava pruta, which means you have to pay back at least the keren. V'afilah hochi nonetheless, given the less be kazayis, since it doesn't have the added detail that it's the volume of a kazayis, meshalim es hakeren ve'enu meshalim es hachomesh. That means there might be a discussion whether it's enough to be just a kazayis, or whether it's enough to be a shava pruta, or if it has to be a shava pruta and a kazayis. But if it's a kazayis and not a shava pruta, then the halachas of chomesh of truma do not apply. And obviously, this is not like we just saw from, it would seem, it's not like Abba Shoal, who said that the determining factor is not the kazayis, it's the shava pruta, and the Gemara is going to address that immediately. Amru Rabbonon Kameder of Papa, the Chachomim said to Rav Papa, Ha deloika Abba Shoal. This brisa that said that you pay a keren, which means it's obviously worth the shava pruta, and you don't pay the chomesh because it's less than the kazayis, is not like Abba Shoal. Deika Abba Shoal, according to Abba Shoal we saw a few moments ago, Ha Omar kivon sheyesh bo shava pruta, he said that it's enough if it's a shava pruta, afal gav de yesh bo kazayis. Abba Shoal said the only determining factor is that it's a shava pruta. It doesn't need to be a kazayis. The Tanakhama said it has to be a kazayis. They learn it out from Yoichal. But Abba Shoal, who learned something else out from Yoichal, Prat Lamazik, he learns out that it's enough that it's a shava pruta. It doesn't need to be a kazayis. So the brisa seems not to be going with the opinion of Abba Shoal. Omalur of Papa. So Rav Papa made a bold suggestion, and he himself is going to change his mind later, but at this point he's making a bold suggestion. Afilo teima Abba Shoal. Abba Shoal agrees that for the halachas, the unique halachas of eating truma b'shoigeg to apply, the volume that was eaten must be a kazayis. The whole discussion is it enough that it's a kazayis? And even if it's less than a shava pruta, or does it also have to be a shava pruta? Abba Shoal, tarti boy, Abba Shoal needs two conditions, not only kazayis, but also shava pruta. Asks the Gemara, me boy, Abba Shoal, tarti? Does Abba Shoal actually need that besides for being a shava pruta, it also has to be worth a kazayis? Vatnan, this seems to contradict the following brisa. Abba Shoal, oimer, Abba Shoal holds, Es sheyesh bo ishav a pruta, if the truma that was eaten is the value of a pruta, chayev betashlumin, he has to pay the keren and he has to pay the chaymush. Es she'ein bo ishav a pruta, if the truma that was eaten is less than the value of a pruta, ein chayev betashlumim, he does not need to pay. Omru loy, so they said to Abba Shaul, loy omru shav a pruta. And it's very important that we feel the tune here. Lo omru shav a pruta, this prerequisite, this requirement that in order to have to pay something, it has to be a shav a pruta. Lo omru shav a pruta elo le'inyin me'ila belvad. Only in the halachas of me'ila, if somebody has hana, has benefit from hekdush, then in order to be chayav with all the unique halachas of me'ila, the korban osham and the chaymesh, that then the value that you've taken from hekdush has to be a shava pruta. Aval a truma, but for regarding to be chayav with the unique halachas of truma, einay chayav, you're only chayav ad sheyehayboy kazayis. The words it says here, you're only chayev when there's a kazayis. Vim Isa, if Rav Papa is right, that according to Abba Shaul, you need two things. You need not only kazayis, also shava pruta, then when the Chachomim are arguing with Abba Shaul, what should they be saying? They should be saying that we don't need that it's also shava pruta, it's enough if it's a kazayis. But they didn't say that. They said you're only chayev if it's a kazayis. That seems that Abba Shaul holds that it doesn't need to be a kazayis. It's enough that it's a shava pruta. Vim Isa, if Rav Papa is right, that according to Abba Shaul, it needs to be a shava pruta besides for a kazayis, kivan shigesh boy kazayis. They should have said, since there is a kazayis, mi boyele, that's what they should have said to him, that with me'ila, you need to have a shava pruta, but with truma, that it's enough the fact that it's a kazayis, and it doesn't have to be also a shava pruta. That's not what they said. They said to him that you're only chayev if it has a kazayis, not like you, Abba Shaul, said, that you're chayev even if it doesn't have a kazayis, as long as it's a shava pruta. So you see that according to Abba Shaul, it's enough to be chayev if it's a shava pruta, even if it's not a kazayis. Tiufta, indeed, this is a refutation of Rav Papa, and Abba Shaul indeed holds that he yochayev the halachas of truma, eating truma b'shoigig, if it was worth the shava pruta, even if it was not the size of a kazayis. And now the Gemara is saying, v'af Rav Papa hodarbe, we're now going to bring proof from a Rav Papa that he himself changed his mind, the Tanya from the following brisa. And We're going to read this brisa, and the second part of this brisa is actually going to have four interpretations, and from one of them we're going to prove that Rav Papa changed his mind. What does it say in the brisa? The Tanya we learned, there's a posuk that says, and this is a posuk regarding Me'ila. It says in the posuk, Nefesh kisim oil mal, if a person who was moil, he betrayed the Kedusha of Hekdush, v'chot obish gogo, and by mistake he sinned against Hekdush, mikotchi Hashem, v'heviyes ashomoy l'Hashem, he has to bring a korban osham called asham me'ilois, ayil tomim minatzoin be'erkocho kesef shkolim b'shekel ha'kodesh l'osham. So the Brisa says that from the words v'chot obish gogo, it says explicitly that these halachas of having to bring a asham me'ilois, a korban, for eating, for having hana, benefit from hekdush, is only if v'chot or bishgoga, only if it was done by mistake. Prat lemezid, to the exclusion of somebody who had benefit from hekdush, intentionally, he does not bring a korban me'ila. Asks the Braisa, v'haloi dinhu, why do I need a posuk to tell me that one is only chayev a korban me'ila for having benefit from hekdush, only if he had benefit by mistake? I don't need a pasuk for that. I can learn it out from a kal v'chomer. Uma shar mitzvos shechayev ben koros. If other mitzvos, for example, eating blood, eating certain fats, chaylev, shechayev ben koros, where if they eat b'mezid, you're chayev koros, and if you eat them b'shoigeg, you bring a korban chatos. But b'mezid, if you eat them, you do not bring a korban chatos. So those mitzvahs, shechayev bem koros, they are very chomor. What is their chumra? The chumra is that they are punishable by koros. Poiter behenes amezid. If somebody transgresses those mitzvahs, those averus, blood, chaylev, and others, and he does it intentionally, that you do not bring a korban chatos, me'ila. Then if somebody has benefit from hekdesh, she'ein b'koros, it's more kal, it's more lenient than dam and chaylev, in as much as that somebody who does it intentionally will not be chayev koros, he will only be chayev misa b'dei shamayim. And the Rishonim discuss what's the difference between koros and misa b'dei shamayim. Einu din she'potar es amezid. Of course, it goes without saying that one will only be chayev korban asham me'ilois if he did me'ila. Intentionally, b'mezid, not b'shoigeg, because me'ila is more kal than dam and chaylev, and dam and chaylev themselves, you only bring a korban chatos if it was shoigeg, not mezid. So asham me'ila is, of course, you'll only be chayev if it's shoigeg. Why do I need an explicit pasuk by me'ila to say v'chot or bishgogo, you only chayev if it's a shoigeg? And now the Gemara's is going to refute this Kal Vachomer, and there are going to be four interpretations or four versions of this refutation. So let's read it, and this is the first one. Let's read it at face value, even though it's going to be quite a challenge to understand. Loi im omarta, you suggesting that Shar Mitzvois, which are the Chayve Krisois, are more chomor because they're koros, and you're learning a kal v'chomer to me'ila that's more lenient, that is not koros, it's chayev misa b'dei shamayim. Says the Gemara, no. There's the reason that you're potter by these other mitzvahs, they're potter from chatos, if you do it b'mezid, is because there's a certain leniency there. And that leniency you do not have with me'ila. And therefore, you cannot learn from those other places like Dam and Chaylev, you cannot learn to Me'ila that there will be potter from Asham Me'ilois if he's a Shoigeg. And that's why I need a special pasuk to say that you're only Chayev B'mezid. What is this Chumrah what is this Kula that you find with other mitzvahs? Loi im omarto b'shar mitzvahs shekein loi Chayev b'en misa. There's a Kula in the other mitzvahs that you're not Chayev misa b'dei shamayim. Toimar b'me'ila, me'ila shechayev b'misa, but me'ila where there's a chiyuv of misa b'dei shamayim, which is an element of chumra over dam and chaylev, then I may have thought that with regarding me'ila, you're chayev to bring a korban even b'shoigeg, Talmud lo'ima b'shgogo, that's why I need a pasuk to say b'shgogo, prat le'mezid, that you're only chayev to bring an asham me'ilois if you had benefit from hekdesh, intentionally, and only if you had it b'shgoga, if you had it non-intentionally, but if you did it b'mezid intentionally, you will not bring an asham me'ilois. So that sounds very good, but it's impossible to understand, because just 1 minute earlier, when the b'raisa actually asked the question that I don't need the word b'shgoga because I have a kal v'chomer, then we said that the other mitzvahs are more chomor than me'ila by virtue of the fact that they're koros, and me'ila is not koros, it's only misa b'dei shamayim. And you're refuting that by saying, no, those mitzvahs are more kal because they have misa b'dei shamayim, and me'ila doesn't have misa b'dei shamayim, it has koros. Well, you have to make up your mind. Is koros worse, more chomor than misa b'dei shamayim, or less chomor? But in one sentence, to go from one to the other, it doesn't make sense. And the Gemara is about to ask that. V'omar l'Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, l'Rav Chiya bar Ovin. Hai Tana, mi'ikora alima le koros. When this Braisa wanted to make the Kal V'chomer, the Braisa said that koros is more chomor. That's what we had the Kal V'chomer. If dam and chelev that has koros, and nonetheless you don't bring a chatos. If it's b'mezid, kolshken, you learn how to Kal V'chomer to me'ila, which is more kal. It's not got koros, it's only got misa b'dei shamayim, that you should be potter if it's b'mezid. And then when you refute that, you switch over and you say alimale misa, that misa b'dei shamayim is the chumra, and shar mitzvah is where it's koros is a kula. It doesn't make sense. V'omar le. So that was a question of Nachman bar Yitzchok asked on this braisa. V'omar le. And Rav Chiya bar Ovin said back to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok that Hochi Ka'omar. This is how you have to actually learn the refutation of the Kal V'Chomer. That means we're going back to the original Kal V'Chomer that the Braisa said that Korus is more Chomor. And therefore, if Dam and Chelef as Korus, and nonetheless bemazed your potter from Chatos, Kol Shekein Mi'ila, which is Kal, it's only got Misa B'dei Shomayim, we would know that you're only Chayev B'shgogo, not bemazed. And the question comes back, why do I need a Posuk to say that you're only Chayev Korban Mi'ila if it's B'shegeg? And the answer has to be that there's an element of Kula with Dam and Chelev or other mitzvahs, other places in the Torah, there's an element of kula, and we would attribute the fact that you're potter from bringing chatos in those places to that kula. And me'ila does not have that kula, it's more chomor in that one aspect, and therefore we could not learn from a kal v'chomer that with me'ila also you're not chayev if it's bemezid, and therefore I need a special posuk to say you're only chayev if it's b'shoigig, not bemezid. The question's now going to be, what is this kula that other mitzvahs have that Me'ila doesn't have? What is this chumra of Me'ila? And that's going to be the lo'im omarta b'shar mitzvahs at the end of that braisa. Just it's not going to be in the version that we saw in the braisa, as of Nachum Beitzchok said, that version is very difficult to understand. There's going to be three other versions as to what is the chumra that Me'ila has over the other mitzvahs. Hachika Omar, Loyim Omarta Bashar mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs have a kula over Me'ila. What's that kula? Shekein Loy Chayev Ben Misa, but Pochis Mikazayis. That you only Chayev Misa if you transgress those Averas, whether it's Dam or Chelev or any of the other mitzvahs to do with eating, where there's a chorus, only if you ate Bekazayis. But if you ate less than the Kazayis, you're not Chayev Misa. Toimar B'Me'ila. Are you going to say by Me'ila, Shechayev b'misa b'pochis mikazayis, where it's clear to us, we'll soon see why, but it's clear to us that you chayev misa by Me'ila, even less than the kazayis, if you took from Hekdush something that was less than the kazayis, then you're potter from misa. So that's that by Me'ila you're going to be chayev, other mitzvahs you're going to be potter, Me'ila you'll be chayev. That's a chumra by Me'ila. And therefore you cannot learn from the other mitzvahs to exempt you from Hashem Me'ilois if you did a b'mezid. And that's why I need a posuk. Va'omar le, so Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok responded to Rav Chiya bar Ovin and said, Tanuach daito, may your mind rest, she'inachto is daiti. Because you relaxed my mind, you put my mind to rest. And he said to him, Rav Chiya bar Abba responded to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, you're so happy with me that I put your mind at rest and I explained the braisa. He says, my answer, my explanation is not so straightforward. The Rabba and Rav Sheshes shodu bei narga. Rabba and Rav Sheshes actually threw an axe into what I just said. Man shom aslei. What did they say? They asked me as follows. Rav Chiya bar Ovin, how did I explain that we don't have a kal v'chomer, that there's a certain chumra by Me'ila you don't have with the other Yisurim? The other Yisurim, you're only chayev if you're eating a kezayis, and Me'ila you're chayev even if you eat less than a kezayis. Man shomasli d'omar hizid b'me'ila b'misa. Who at all said that when you are b'mezid, you benefit, you betray the kedusha of Hekdush, and you benefit from Hekdush, that you're chayev misa? Who is that opinion? It seems to be there's a machlekas about that. Who actually holds that way? Rebbe. It's the opinion of Rebbe. The Tanya we learned in a braisa. Hizid b'me'ila. Somebody who intentionally has hanor from Hekdush. Rebbe oimer b'misa. Rebbe says he's chayev misa. The chachomim oimerim b'azhora. The chachomim say it's just a warning. It's just a lav. Is not chayev misa. My Tamed Rebbe, what would be the source for Rebbe who says that somebody who's hizid b'me'ila is chayev misa at all? Omer Bavo, Rebbe Bavo says that gomar chait mitruma. He actually learns out to gzera shova from truma. Ma truma in the same way as a Yisroel who eats truma b'misa is chayev misa b'dei shemaim, af me'ila, so to me'ila b'misa. You're chayev misa b'dei shemaim for somebody who does me'ila. And that means the whole concept of Chiyuv Misa by Me'ila is only Rebbe, And it's learnt out from Truma. Umino. Let's see what it says by Truma. Ma Truma bekazayis. By Truma, you only ever chayav misa if you eat a kazayis. Af me'ila, so too, bekazayis. You're only going to be chayav if you eat a kazayis. And therefore, you cannot say the me'ila has this chumra that you're chayav even if you don't eat a kazayis. We see here clearly that the chiyuv misa of me'ila is learned from Truma, and from Truma, you're only chayiv if you eat a kazayis. That is what Rabba and Rav Sheshes threw. This was the axe that Rabba and Rav Sheshes threw at Rav Chiya Bar Ovin's explanation in the Braisa. Umaskif lor of Papa. And here Rav Papa came to the rescue, and Rav Papa said that Rabba and Rav Sheshes' reservation is invalid. Let's hear what Rav Papa said. Mimai de Rebbe karabonon svirulei. Who told you that? That means we, of course, Rebbe learns the chi of misa of me'ila from the chi of misa of truma. But who told you that that truma you only chai of misa if you ate a kazayis and then you're going to copy and paste that to me'ila? That's only the rabbonon who said that you chai of by truma if you eat a kazayis, as we saw before. It was the chachomim of Abba Shol. You only chayiv if you eat a kazayis. Dilma ka Abba Shol svirulei. Maybe Rebbe holds like Abba Shol, the Omar yesh be'shov a pruta, who holds that as long as what you ate is the value of a pruta, afal gav de les bo kazayis, even if there's no kazayis, you're still going to be chayiv. In which case, what Rav Chiya Bar Ovin said is very, very good. There is a chumra by me'ila you don't have by dam and chaylev. The dam and chaylev, you're only chayev if you eat a kazayis. But me'ila, you're not chayev. By me'ila, you're chayev even if you didn't eat a kazayis. Like Abba Shaul says, you don't need a kazayis. So that's how Rav Papa has upheld what Rav Chiya Bar Ovin said. And here the Gemara asks a question. How can you, Rav Papa, come and save what Rav Chiya Bar Ovin said by refuting Rabban Rav Sheshes' question, by assuming that Rebbe holds like Abba Shol, that the main deciding fact of whether you're chayiv by truma is that it's a shava pruta and you don't need a kazayis, but you, Rav Papa, yourself suggested before that according to Abba Shol, you also need a kazayis. Besides for kazayis, it needs to be a shava pruta. V'har Rav Papa hu de omar de Abba Shol tarti boy. Elosh ma mino, from here, from the way Rav Papa refuted Rabba and Rav Sheshes' question against Rav Chiya Bar Ovin, it's clear hodar bei that Rav Papa himself changed his mind and maintains that according to Abba Shol, as long as it's a shava pruta, even though it's not a kazayis, you'll be chayev for eating truma. Yisrael will be chayev for eating truma. Continues the Gemara. And now we're going on to a third refutation of that Kal Vachomer. We had the first one, which was the text of the Braisa itself, where there was a chumra by Me'ila, being that it's Misa B'dei Shemayim. We said that doesn't make sense. The Braisa seems to hold that the Koros is a chumra. Then we had the second explanation, which was Rav Chiya Bar Ovin, who says that there's a chumra by Me'ila that you're chayev, even if it's less than a kazayis. And now we're going to have Mar Brei de Ravina that has a different chumra by Me'ila over the other Averis. And therefore, you would not be able to learn a Kal Vachomer that you're potter from Korban Me'ila B'mezid. And therefore, I need a special pasuk, Bishgogah, to say that you're only chayev if it's B'shoigig. What's this chumra by Me'ila according to Mar Brei de Ravina? Omar Hochik Omar. He says as follows, Loim Omar to Bashar Mitzvahs. You cannot learn from other mitzvahs when other mitzvahs we know you're only chayev chatos if it was shoigig, not mezid. Sheloy also behen she'ein miskavin kamiskavin. She'im niskavin lachtoich es atolush v'chotach es hamachubur she'potor, etc. Before we continue reading the Gemara, let's introduce as follows. We know that there's a concept called a mezid. I know what I'm doing. I know the halacha. I'm transgressing an issa. Okay, that's mezid. What's a typical shoigig? I know exactly what I'm doing. That means I want to be doing what I'm doing. I want to be doing this activity to this item. Just, I forgot that it was Osir. I forgot that it was Osir. It's a shoigig. What happens if he wanted to do this activity, but he wanted to do it on something that it would not have been an Avera? And by mistake, he did it to something else, where there it was an Avera. He didn't forget that there's an Issa. He knew it was that there is such a concept, such an Issa. to do such an activity on one type of object, but he didn't want to do it on that object. He wanted to do it on a different object. And on that object, it wouldn't be osur. And then we have an even further removed case where a person didn't even want to do a specific activity. He wanted to do something else entirely. And it just happened that in passing, he did something that turned out to be osur, but he didn't even want to do that activity. Not only did he want to do that act on something where it would not have been osur, and he did that same act on something that was osur, he didn't even want that act. And regarding me'ila, we're going to see that there's two chumras. And that's actually going to be, firstly, marbrei de ravina, and then the fourth refutation of the Kal v'Chomer in another few lines of Nachman bar Yitzchok is going to add the second point. That means marbrei de ravina is only talking about a person who wanted to do what he did, but he wanted to do it to something else. And doing it to something else would have been mutter, and he did it to something where there it was osa. When all mitzvahs in the Torah, he wouldn't be chayev. It's called misasek. I didn't want to do this act. But with me'ila, it's going to be chayev anyway. And that's a chumra by me'ila. Reb Nachman by Yitzchok is going to say, no, that's not called misasek. That's called a regular shogig. You wanted to do this act. You just did it. You wanted to do it on one object. You did it on a different object. That's also called shogig. But what's called misasek? And that means it's also called shogig, and in other Yisurim, it would actually be considered a regular shogig. You'd be chayev chatos. What's called misasek is another case, when I didn't want to do this act at all. That's going to be of Nachman by Yitzchok. If you didn't want to do this act, just so to speak, by chance, you did this act that you didn't plan to do at all, when all other Yisurim, it's clearly considered a misasek, and you're not chayev chatos, regarding me'ila, you will be chayev me'ila, and that's the chumra of me'ila. Let's see this inside. This is what the Braisa refuted the Kal v'Chomer. This is the chumra by me'ila over other Yisurim, those Yisurim which have chatos, those Yisurim that are punishable by chorus, if they're done b'mezid. Lo yimamarta b'shar mitzvahs, those other mitzvahs, which doing them b'mezid is chorus and b'shoigig is chatos, over there you have a kula. She'ein oise b'hem she'ein miskavin k'miskavin. That if you didn't want to do this act on an object where it was osa, and you ended up doing on an act that it was osa, regarding other yisurim, it's more lenient. There it's not called even shoigig, it's called misasik. She'ein miskavin lachtoich. You wanted to sever, you wanted to cut. We're talking about somebody on Shabbos, and you know that to cut something that's already been detached from the ground is mutter. Cutting something that's attached to the ground is one of the lamates melochas of toilesh. She'im niskavin lachtoi v'satolosh. He wanted to cut something that was already detached from the ground. That was mutter. He intended to cut, but an object that was detached. It's a cutting that's mutter. The chotech is amechubar, and by mistake he cut something that was still attached to the ground. In that case, he's potter. On Shabbos, he's not going to be chayev chatos, it's considered misasik. Toimar b'me'ila, and are you going to bring proof from those isurim to me'ila where there's a chumra? She'im niskavin le'ischamim, if you wanted to warm yourself up, or warm up an oven to have benefit. Begizei chulin. That means you wanted to do the act of burning these shearings, these wool shearings, and heating yourself up with them, or heating an oven up with them, but you wanted to use the shearings of chulin. V'nischamim begizei oila. And by mistake, you took the shearings of a korban oila, which is osur, it's hektish, that over there, shemoal. And there we don't say it's considered misasek, that's a chumra by me'ila. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok says no. He says, in that case, it would be called, since you wanted to heat up, what you were trying to do was to heat up. The fact that by mistake, you heated up the shearings of oila, not the shearings of chulin, that's not called misasek. And on Shabbos, you wanted to cut, but you thought you were cutting something detached, and you cut something attached. That's a regular shogig. It's not called misasek. What's called a misasek? Rav Nachman ben Yitzchok Omar Hochik Omar. Lo yimamarta b'shar mitzvahs, by other mitzvahs, shekein lo yimischayev b'hem. When are you potter? Because it's not even a shogig. It's considered a misasek. She'ein misasek k'misasek. that you're not even considered that you are misasek in this act. Misasek means I was just trying to do something innocently, and then by chance, it was something that was not so innocent. We're talking here about where you didn't even want to be doing that thing. It was not even a misasek. I was not even consciously engaged in doing that act. And in other Yisurim, we don't say that it has the din of a shaygeg. She'im niskavin lahagbiya, for example, you didn't want to cut at all. You wanted to lift. You wanted to lift something as a toller, something detached from the ground on Shabbos. Lifting something detached is mutar on Shabbos. And what happened was, v'chotach es hamechubur, you were engaged in lifting, and by mistake you didn't lift, you severed, you cut. There, where you were not even engaged in cutting, shepotter, that's called that you're potter. It's not even called shogeg, it's not called meleches machsheves. I didn't want to cut at all, didn't want to cut anything, and therefore you're potter. And in this aspect, Me'ila has a chumra. Toimar Me'ila, you're going to learn from there to Me'ila. Shem hoishit yodei likli. If you just extended your hand into a vessel, little chayfut, just to take something out of the vessel, there's nothing wrong with that. I didn't want to do anything besides for lift something out of a vessel. V'soch yodei b'shemen shel kodesh. And whilst he was doing that, he didn't even realize, but he, by mistake, anointed his hand with some oil that belonged to Hekdesh. He wasn't trying to anoint his hand. It's not as if he wanted to anoint his hand with Chulin and he anointed his hand with Kodesh. I didn't want to anoint my hand at all. I wanted to take something out of a vessel. And it just happened that way that my hand got anointed by Hekdesh, where an other Isurim, he would be potter from Chatos, Shemual. But in the case of Me'ila, he's Chayev. He's chayiv korban me'ila. It's considered shoigig for me'ila. So you see, me'ila has a chumra. Since me'ila has a chumra over other mitzvahs, you cannot learn from the fact that other mitzvahs, or rather averis, that other averis do not have to have a, do not bring a korban chatos b'mezid, you cannot learn from them that me'ila would not be chayiv korban me'ila b'mezid. And that's why I need a special pasuk b'shgogo to say that you're only chayiv korban me'ila if you did the me'ila b'shoigig. And Emil Tzashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.